You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Arthur. I currently need roadside assistance.
You talk a little louder. I can't hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. I said you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Arthur. I currently need roadside assistance.
Yes, I need a wrecker in Dark City at Marathon in Dark City. That's Colvin County.
All right. Could you provide me the spelling of your first name?
Huh? Can you talk a little louder instead of going low?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I can hardly hear you.
Yes, I said.
Pretty much, you got to talk like other people is, okay? Now, I'm trying to get a truck down here in Dark City, and I ain't got... Only thing I know is it's in Cubs. Can you hear me there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so could you give me your
and
first name?
And my truck is broke down.
Okay. We can help you with that. Could you provide me your first name?
Michael Isbell.
All right. Could you spell the last name for me?
Isbell.
All right. For security reasons, can you please verify the address registered to your policy?
71 County Road 160. It's in Colvin County, zip code 35057.
All right. What is the year, make, and model and color of your disabled vehicle?
2003 Chevrolet Silverado 1500. And the color mate, tan. It's got a dent on the right side. They can tell by it. Hey, give me some milk.
Is your vehicle, is it a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's a two-wheel drive.
Okay.
Everything is four-wheel, but it pulls on a two-wheel drive. Because it's a non-Mac.
All right. And what is the address you're currently at right now in the vehicle?
Huh?
I said, where are you currently at right now with the vehicle?
Well, I got the keys here at the house. And the truck is sitting in the go get Jonathan. He told me once. And my memory's a little bad. Because when it's at Dodge City in Marathon, because we got a if you can hold on, I can get it where it's at.
It's okay.
Because I got the keys up here, and I don't know how you're going to get in there to put it out of gear. If you can get the driver to come by and pick me up, I can take him where the truck is at. Can you understand me?
You say what again, sir?
I say if you can get the truck driver to come by and pick me up, or I'll give him the keys, he can bring the truck here.
He won't be able to do that. He'll have to go straight to the vehicle.
That's what I'm saying, if you listen.
I heard you, but he can't
pick get you up. The truck driver to come by here and pick it up, and I'll give him the keys. I've done it a million a time.
Okay, so you want to come by your house?
I want him to come by, and I'll give him the keys. I always stay at home, cause and everything, okay?
Okay.
I'd rather give it to him, the keys, so he can go pick it up and come back and then go out.
Okay. So you at the 71 County Road, right?
Yes, I'm at 160 County Road 160. Tell this guy where the truck is at.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Hey, sir?
Yes, sir.
You know where Dodge City Marathon is?
You said where who?
Dodge City?
No.
It's that Dodge City Marathon.
Dodge City Marathon. You can spell that for me? A D word.
How you spell Dodge City?
D-O. D-O-D-G-E. Dodge City.
Oh, Dodge City, okay.
Marathon.
Because there's a lot of people that know where Dodge City in here, in Coleman County. If you can get to it, no.
Once you cross the bridge at Marathon. Right
when you cross the bridge over there, over the I-65 bridge.
Marathon.
Well, if you was cut, if it.
Which way?
Let me talk.
Which way
is
coming?
Let me talk.
Which way is coming?
Okay. Sorry to get you and messed up. Which way would the truck driver come?
I wouldn't know until I get one on the phone.
Well, I'll tell you where it's at. Marathon gas station is right across from the camper place. On right side I-65.
Yeah. All right. Golf Course Road.
Golf Course Road.
Go down Golf Course Road and go all the way, keep going straight. And then when you get to, if you know who Golf Course Road is.
I got an idea.
It's out there in Marathon.
Idea.
Marathon's right down the corner.
Okay, thanks, son. All right. If you go across, I can't talk to him when you talking. If you go across, if you go down on a golf course road, come across the I-65 bridge, and you go straight, well, when you go, Marathon is right on the right where the camper is.
Okay, and what city is the Marathon in?
Same place, Dodge City. But the Marathon is right next to Dodge City, but it's right across from the trailer, the camper place. Can't miss, because I got records right there in Cumming. If you got a driver, know where it's at, you know, because most records comes in through that area. Find me a record that is in the Cumming area.
That way to our house. That's what he's done then. But then
he's got to
go get the truck.
I swear I'm going to have the truck driver come by here and pick up the keys and to go get the truck.
I only have a ride with him.
I got to ride with him.
Well, then you know what's that then.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to be riding with him. Know exactly what's that. Oh, I showed James that. James Dahl. He's in one of the mechanics in our family.
Yeah, I know that.
He said it's not what you said is.
I saw it.
But I'm just saying, he said it is the rear irons. Yes, that was he said the rear irons. I showed him what it was at.
The thing is.
You'll see when you get here.
I know what it is.
Not the caliber. James says not the caliber.
It is.
James knows.
What do you think it is?
I agree with what James said. He knows a lot about cars. James works on all kind of vehicles.
Me and James does too.
But he said it's a rear bearings.
I can't find what the rear bearing is. The only thing it could be
is
in the back.
No, that's the front rear bearing that holds the tires on. You see, I'll show you.
I'll see it. Because I know where the wheel's at is along the back.
It's not the back, Dad. It's the front. You'll see when you get the front.
I know. Let me talk to this guy.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you were on the phone with
this
him.
Is the guy I'm trying to get the record from.
Oh, I didn't know you were on the phone with him. I'm sorry. My bad.
You still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry about that.
All right. Now. If you get the record to pick me up, I'll show them where the truck's at. That's all you got to do. Just give me a record that will come to pick me up, and I'll show them where the truck's at. And all the thing you got to do is load it on his record.
You need a front side.
Okay.
Come on out for me.
Because I need that truck home. Because I got a lot of everything.
Is the Marathon you talking about, is it by Crispy Crunchy Chicken?
No. It's right beside the camper place. You can't miss. It's a lot of buildings on that area. On the right, on the left side. I know what I'm telling you. Just give me a record, okay? Is that any possibility?
Yeah, it is. I'll just make sure I get you in correct space.
There's only one Marathon fill station right outside of Dodge City.
So the Marathon that you're talking about is in Hansville, Alabama.
Well, I'm not in Hansville. Go back up to Golf Course Road. You're going way out of your distance. I know where Dodge City Marathon is, too. But there's one up here on Golf Course Road. If you can't find it, get the truck driver that runs the record. Get him to pick me up, and I'll go pick it up. I'll have him pick it up.
I can't just go to straight to the whatchacallit. I have to get the information.
If I paid him out of the insurance money, it's a possibility, son.
I'm saying
there's a possibility because I've had records come pick me up where I could show them where it's at because I got the keys. Now, is that too much to ask?
What I'm telling you, though, how I'm going to get to the provider if I don't have the address where the vehicle at or where
71 County Road 160. You don't have to tell it. This sent me the truck driver. Because the truck drivers on the records knows where I'm at. Because they've had took it down the road. And that is Coleman County and the zip code is 35057. Now, is that plain and clear?
Yeah.
Easy.
71 County Road, right?
160, there is it. And it goes right down Smith Lake Road. And there's a road on the right-hand side. You can follow that road all around, go straight down 160. The other driveway is on the right-hand side, second trail. Fourth trailer on the left, or the third trailer on the left.
Okay, what's the drop-off location you're going to drop in the car at?
Ma'am, or sir?
What's the drop-off location you're going to drop it at?
That's the address. 71 County Road 160 in Coleman County.
This is where you're dropping it, the vehicle at, too?
Yes. I gave you all the details and know where it's at. And most drivers knows that, but they got to have the keys. So you're going to have to have the truck driver pick me up first, or I'll give him the keys, let him go get it. Is that too much to ask?
I'm about to get one on the phone for you now. I'll put you on hold for a moment.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.